Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to St. James Westminster on this dark and stormy morning. We have a few announcements this morning, so if you have an announcement, please make your way up as I make my announcement. Two things. Thank you so much to John and the team. Breakfast this morning was fabulous. I think most of them are still in the kitchen, so make sure to thank them later. Also, the Advent Chimes has come out. If I try to list out every parish event happening in the next 2 weeks, we'll be here till noon. So please, instead, go find the chimes. There are many copies around. Pick one up before you head home. And my last announcement, when the announcements are finished, look for Jerry. Jerry will be leading us during the opening hymn. So keep an eye out for her.
Fun script orders. Very last Sunday is next week. If you want those cards for Christmas, come and see us after. If you've placed an order, I might have it, I might not. That's it.
Hello. I'm just talking about the weather and how we need hats, mitts, scarves, underwear, new socks. If you want to donate into the box at the front and at the back. But also, I do take e-transfers if I can go shopping for anyone. Thank you.
I also want to let you know that if you ordered a Christmas wreath, I have your name, and I can meet you at the garage. That's where all the wreaths are being kept. So you can come and pick it up after the service.
Stand. From the Christ who was, is, and shall be, grace and peace be with you.
And also with you.
In a circle of green, we light a star flame, shining a path to Bethlehem. Holy One, Holy One, Holy One, Holy One. As we wait for your birth and your coming again, all creation praises your name. All creation praises. All creation praises. All creation praises your name. A circle of green, we light a star flame, shining a path to Bethlehem. As we wait for your birth and your coming again, All creation praises your name. All creation praises. All creation praises. All creation praises your name. All creation praises. All creation praises. All creation praises your name.
Light one candle for hope.
Because the world is broken and the wait is long, but hope just won't let go.
Hope holds space for all our longings, lingers on the edge of harsh reality, like a dawn gently awakening the sky.
Keep awake, she whispers, for the world is being made new.
So we light one candle,
because it only takes one. Christ with us. Amen.
In silence deep your truth unfolds, the wisdom ancient prophets told. O Word made flesh, our hope divine, on us eternal glory shine.
Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Now in the time of this mortal life in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to us in great humility, that on the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal. Through him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the proclamation of the word.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. The word that Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways and that we may walk in his paths.
For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord, the word of the Lord.
Now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem.
Jerusalem is built as a city that is at unity with itself.
To which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, the assembly of Israel, to praise the name of the Lord.
For there are the thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. For my kindred and companions' sake, I pray for your prosperity.
Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will see to do you good.
Come now, O God of hosts,
be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus said to the disciples, "But about that day and hour no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will there be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together. One will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Please be seated. If you ever want to bother a theology student, needle them just a little, I recommend that you start a conversation about the 12 Days of Christmas sales that run all through December. Students tend to respond in one of two ways. Either they roll their eyes, sigh, grumble a little under their breath. These are the wise ones. They've learned a little bit of self-control. The other response you get, the response that you may well still get from me, is a needlessly long explanation about how the 12 days of Christmas begin on Christmas. In the church, we mark the beginnings of our seasons, usually with a feast. Christmas is on the 25th, and the season is 12 days long. It ends the evening before the Feast of the Epiphany, which ushers in the season of Epiphany. And we stay there until Ash Wednesday. Not a feast, but a holy day, marking the beginning of Lent. This pattern holds all through the Christian year, except with Advent. Today is not the Feast of Advent, but merely the first Sunday of Advent. Yes, our worship has changed. The vestments and hangings have changed. We have the wreath and incredible music. But today is not a day that ranks with Easter or Christmas or Pentecost. Even though today is the first day of our new year, today we switch our gospel, moving from Luke to Matthew. We will pray different prayers. But in many ways, it feels like we have quietly picked up where we left off last week and the week before. Instead of marking the new year at Christmas with the beginning of Christ's earthly life, we begin our year at the end. Our gospel reading comes from the end of Matthew. The only thing left is the crucifixion. These are some of Jesus' last words during his last days. And he speaks to us about our last days, the days that mark the end of the world. In this morning's gospel, Jesus urges us to watch, to keep awake, and to prepare for the day which will catch everyone off guard. And while it may seem odd to begin at the end, our readings set the tone for our whole season. Advent is all about waiting, watching, and preparing. As we prepare our homes and our kitchens for the coming celebrations, as we buy and wrap gifts to share with loved ones and anticipate the joy of Christmas, we also prepare our hearts and minds for the day when Christ will return. We will remember that we are not just preparing to celebrate the birth of a special little boy who grew up to do impressive things. We are preparing to celebrate God's saving love, taking on human form, entering into creation, whose work is not yet over, whose story, incredible as it already is not just a series of events from 2,000 years ago that we like to remember when the days get short. No, we are going to celebrate a particularly intense time in humanity's relationship with our Creator, where God began something new. A time that is best understood within the context of the long story of salvation. A story that began well before Jesus' birth, and one in which we have all been swept up. This Advent, we will hear again. We will remember that we are not the first to feel the darkness looming. That God's children have turned to God in times of trial and have found relief in God's embrace. We will hear the comforting words of the prophet Isaiah, and we will remember what God has promised after the end. That peaceable kingdom where all nations will gather to learn and worship together. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. So as the days get darker and the news follows suit, as we wonder what changes the next few years will bring, we will hear words of hope and joy and peace and love. Together we will remember that God's work on earth is not yet finished, that there is more good news to come, and that while the end is coming sometime, it will not be the end of all things. It will continue that wonderful something that is so much bigger and so much better than we can yet imagine. This season of Advent, my hope is to take some time every day to remember God's promises, and I invite you to join me, to watch, to wait, to prepare, and while we do those things, to love and to serve and to look for Christ in one another as we look for Christ's coming again, to resist the urge to let the darkness be the story of the day, and to remember that Christ, the light of the world, shines brightly in the darkness. Amen. Let us stand and confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God. Please assume a posture of prayer.
Holy One, you are coming at an unexpected hour. When you arrive with your life in a shopping cart and nowhere to go, find us awake. When you arrive with a disturbed spirit, find us awake. When you arrive on a tender kiss, find us awake. When you arrive as fear wrapped in angry words on a social media post, find us awake. When you arrive in a state of shame for what you have had to do to make it to this day, find us awake. When you arrive as a helpless baby, find us awake. When you arrive in a gender we do not understand, find us awake. When you arrive in the compassion of a stranger, find us awake. On this first day of our new year, we pray with and for Christians everywhere that our deep longing to build your household of love will lead us to work together with all our relations to honor and live in harmony with all of creation. We pray for church and faith leaders, especially upholding Bishop Todd, Michael, Anne, Jerry, the newly ordained, and all clergy and people who serve this parish, deanery, and diocese. When you arrive within an unfamiliar language of prayer, find us awake. We pray for Canada and the First Nations that share this land,
We pray for all who have authority or influence at all levels of government, in education, healthcare, or industry, to bring about change to move in the direction of justice and peace. When you arrive demanding clean water and justice, find us awake. We pray for the world in its beauty and its brokenness, lifting up all the places of war and famine, regardless of their newsworthiness. We pray for hostages, asylum seekers, and victims. We pray for all who inflict harm on others out of duty, ignorance, or hard-heartedness, and for all in moral distress. When you arrive from a broken homeland, find us awake. When the mountains quake, hurricanes rage, and floods proceed from the overheated earth, find us awake. We pray for this community, for London, and this parish. We remember those who are ill or facing particular challenges or losses, those who have asked us to pray for them, and those whose need is known to you alone. We pray especially for Scott, Andrew, Charles, Terry, Bill, Hillary, the Weller family, Brian, Ian, Rose, Susan, Mary, Carlene, Gail, John, Michelle, Cheryl, Matthew, Jean, Ruth and Reginald, Jovia, Christine, and Carolyn. And we pray for ourselves, that in our lives your will be done. We remember those who have died and those who are near the end of their earthly lives. When you arrive as one confused and angry, find us awake. When you arrive in the emptiness of loss, find us awake. You come and disrupt our comfort, but you never stop loving us. We are filled with gratitude for the blessings that you shower on us and for the hope that you instill in our hearts. While we wait and watch in expectation of your coming again, we live in the mystery that you are also with us, in us, working through us now. You are being born again and again, revealing your divine realm today and in the times to come. Come, relentless hope, and find us awake. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess our sins.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. God of love and power, your word stirs within us the expectation of the coming of your Son. Accept all we offer you this day and sustain us with your promise of eternal life. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. We give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who in the fullness of time came among us in our flesh and opened to us the way of salvation. Now we watch for the day when he will come again in power and great triumph to judge this world, that we, without shame or fear, may rejoice to behold his appearing. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he'd given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your children, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation, by whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
God of promise, you prepare a banquet for us in your kingdom. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
us stand and continue in prayer. God, for whom we wait, you have fed us with the bread of eternal life. Keep us ever watchful, that we may be ready to stand before the Son of Man. We ask this in the name of Christ the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Be steadfast in faith, joyful in hope, and untiring in love all the days of your life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. My dear friends in Christ, go in peace to love and serve the Lord.